Three, two, one. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Herzing, along with the awesome
Dr. Lisa Liao. Hi, everyone. It. Glad to be back.
Dr. Liao is Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas, where everybody wants to be except the summer.
Yes, it's very hot this summer, but we had a nice weekend where it was under 100, so.
There you go. And the humidity is killing us. But everybody's getting sick again.
Doc, yes.
We're getting a lot of emails from folks that are having either never even got over the COVID stuff or, you know, they're always worried about monkeypox and all these flus and things like that. But I hear that COVID's coming back with different symptoms.
COVID is back. I don't know that it ever went away, but it definitely has different symptoms. What we're seeing over this last month is a headache as one of the preliminary symptoms.
Okay.
And then an incredible sore throat that a lot of patients share that it feels like razors cutting their throat.
Oh,
so
good.
It's very, very painful. So, you know, we're treating that like we have treated COVID the entire time. And there's some new medications out on the market for COVID. I'll share with you that, you know, we have prescribed both different medications, and I still find that our traditional one has worked a lot better. And those of you who know our practice know that we're an integrative alternative practice and that we have been prescribing different medications. And everyone, we want to prevent having a pneumonia. So there are things that we can do. And there's the Paxlovid is the one that's come out that the government has passed it through quite fast from Pfizer. You know, I'm a little disappointed in it personally. I mean,
really?
It's free
okay.
for everybody, and I'm
so
concerned.
It's worth the money.
There you go. Very well said. Very well said. Because I do see lingering effects with those patients, and again, I'm only sharing with what I'm seeing clinically. If a patient's, they'll request, you know, which one should I take, and I'm like, I'm going to give this as a personal choice. We have what we know works, which is a combination of therapy that we utilize here that includes steroids, azithromycin, ivermectin, and a couple of other medications depending on if they're short of breath. And for this one pill to cover it all, my concern is that with this medication, if they're having bronchial symptoms, you're not supposed to take a steroid with it.
Oh.
So that, to me, is counterintuitive. And I'm concerned about that because, you know, this is really ends up going into the chest. Or you have a severe sinus infection that is causing people to have severe headaches. And usually we will treat that with medications that could interact with that. So there's a lot to be said, and I don't think that we'll know for 20 years of what should be done. And I will share that what we've been doing, I share with everybody, you know, if you're coming down with a headache, try Excedrin migraine over the counter first. If that's not working, please call your doctor. Call us. You know, we're here available, Texas and Florida, and get people on the right regimen for what their health problems are, because every person is different, and there are interactions with medications.
Well, you know, that's the other thing. Once it gets in your chest, it's really, really tough to get it out.
And, correct.
And then it turns into pneumonia and things
correct.
Like that.
And that's what people are passing away from, is that it is the secondary pneumonia that they're not able to get past. So I always encourage, let's prevent it. Keep taking your vitamins, everybody. Let's, you know, keep washing your hands. This has been the lowest flu season that we've ever seen. And the reason being is that I truly believe that people are washing their hands better. They're maintaining. It's not about maintaining distance. It's just keeping everything clean. And if that causes everybody to clean their house a little bit more, clean their businesses a little bit more, that's great, because it's what we should be doing in the first place.
You know, but we're in the South. It's hard not to hug. You know what I mean?
Well, and we still like do. I will share that. I've had this last week. I was meeting with some friends, and they're like, do you hug? And I'm like, I still hug. I still hug. I grab everybody and give them a hug. I shake hands, because it is. It's just a Southern thing that
we
do.
Yeah.
And people who are more from the North, it's more the fist bump, and that's okay, too. It's just whatever people are comfortable with. You know, the key is that, you know, for us, every time we see a patient, we wash our hands before, wash our hands during, wash our hands afterwards. So we do end up with very dry hands, but that's okay. It's about keeping everybody safe, and we want to be here to serve our community. This weekend, we had another very much like what it was during Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of people that were positive, and we had to find the, since it was a holiday weekend, we had to find what pharmacies were open and had the medication. So it takes a little bit longer than being on a weekday. So just encourage everybody, if you're going to see your relatives, and they happen to be older than you are, consider testing before you even go. And if you start having symptoms or your children start to have symptoms, have them tested, because we just don't want to spread it if we can prevent ourselves. And you know what? Stay home for a couple more days. It's okay. If you need a doctor's note, call your doctor.
What about the test? All right, now there's two different tests.
Well, you
one of them is the quickie.
Yeah, you have your quickie test, which a lot of people have at home. Sure. That they have received. And we have to remember, even though you've been exposed and you are having symptoms, you may not test positive yet. It may be 3 or 4 days before the antigen and the antibody will actually show. So if you're having symptoms, please be aware of it. A lot of people here in the South will say, oh, it's just my sinuses, because we have a lot of allergies here.
It's brutal.
And I'm like, you know what? I need you to test. And they'll test and they're like, oh, doc, I'm calling you back. I'm positive. Okay, let's just do a little bit different of a regimen. Let's stop it at those symptoms. Let's not allow it to progress. So, you know, the last week we had a person who had a really severe headache. And I said, you know, I know this is going to sound odd, but would you go ahead and test for COVID? They were at home. They couldn't be out in the sunlight. It hurt too much.
Oh.
Well, that was a COVID
positive. They weren't a vampire or anything.
They were COVID positive within seconds. And so it's just like, okay, let's get this regimen. Let's get it going. And we'll use a lot of migraine medications at that time to help the blood vessels and the decrease and the swelling of what happens. If people are aware of what viral meningitis is, it swells the meninges and it's a very bad headache. We have a feeling that that's what's happening with COVID, but yet we don't know yet. We just know that we're treating the symptoms. And so instead of treating the symptoms, I want to treat the culprit, and we have choices for that. And we have multiple choices. And I know a lot of patients have been asking about long hauler syndrome, so we'll talk about
that. Epstein-Barr and long haulers.
Yes, we'll talk about that in our next episode.
There we go. All right, there's more to come, guys. Any questions? info@everydayhealthhacker.com. Send us an email. I promise that they will answer it.
Yes.
As always, we're out of time, but that was fun.
Yes.
And very informative.
Any questions about COVID, don't hesitate to give us a call and email at info@everydayhealthhacker.com.
On behalf of Dr. Lisa Liao, all the great staff here at Meridian Health Institute, 281-265-6565 here in Sugar Land, Texas. Please subscribe. That way you don't have to hunt this thing down. You can find us on Facebook. I've been putting it on my Facebook page.
Thank you.
And yes, it's all on Instagram. It's all over the place.
We appreciate it.
And tell your friends about it, and we sure appreciate it. And have a great week, folks.
Have a blessed week, and we'll talk to you soon.